Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making global headlines. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Staying in the UK, actually, where the leadership contest there for the Conservative Party is perhaps unsurprisingly all about Boris. Since the final two candidates for the leadership of the party and therefore the Prime Ministership were announced last week, there's been very little attention paid to the underdog, Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, because it's basically turning into a referendum on the front-runner, former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. The attacks on Boris Johnson began almost immediately in Parliament, where Scottish National Party MP Ian Blackford jumped up in their version of Question Time to call Boris Johnson a racist.
This is a time of challenge, and so I ask, does the Prime Minister realise not only is the member racist, he is stoking division in communities and has a record of dishonesty. Does the Prime Minister honestly believe...
Ian Blackford was asked by the Speaker to withdraw those comments, but he did not.
Mr. Ian Blackford.
Mr. Speaker, I have informed the member, but the member has called Muslim women letterboxes, described African people as having watermelon smiles, and another disgusting slur that I would never dignify by repeating. If that's not racist, Mr. Speaker, I don't know what is.
That discussion was swept aside, though, by the news late last week that Boris Johnson and his partner, Carrie Symons, had apparently had a loud argument inside their South London apartment. We know about this because their neighbours knocked on the door, then when it went unanswered, called the police and recorded what they were hearing inside. As we discussed yesterday, Boris Johnson has not been answering questions about this. But overnight, a number of allies of Boris Johnson have come out to defend him, including former Cabinet Minister Priti Patel.
Boris has a right to a private life, and it's right that it's his choice whether or not he chooses to discuss it publicly. He has always basically doesn't comment on his private life. He never has and never will. But I think what is important here is I think it's worth reflecting, and I think it's a shame that we are now seeing what has become day after day a very clear politically motivated series of personal attacks upon Boris. I mean, the very prospect of someone taping someone in their private home, quite frankly, tells me that is politically motivated.
Now, unless they thought a crime was being committed, I suppose.
Potentially. Now, Priti Patel was speaking on BBC Radio 4 today, a programme roughly equivalent to this one. But in addition to being on radio, she was also being filmed. And if you watch carefully, she appeared to be reading her comments from highlighted scripts there. So it shouldn't surprise you to hear that other allies of Boris Johnson have been out in the media with very similar messages, like former London Deputy Mayor Richard Barnes.
I question the motives of the neighbours who stood there with a microphone pressed against the wall, recording somebody's row, which I assumed happened, and then so concerned were they went to The Guardian. Not necessarily a right-wing paper. In fact, it has a very opposite...
Former Secretary of Defence, Sir John Knott, went even further and said that recording Boris Johnson and his partner inside their flat may have been a crime.
That, in my view, is a criminal offence. How can you have neighbours taping each other's conversations in the next door flat? So, it's a disgrace.
So you're saying that if you're worried that there might be domestic abuse, someone might be in danger next door, you shouldn't call the police?
No, well, I mean, they say they went and knocked on the door and the door wasn't answered. I don't believe that. I don't think they did knock on the
you
door.
You think they're lying?
Come on, you don't want me to make a statement like that. I don't know whether they're lying or not.
You said you don't believe them.
Well, all I know is that the door was not answered. Yeah.
Overnight, photographs have been published in various tabloids of Boris Johnson and his partner, Carrie Symons, in a lovely little trip to the countryside, holding hands and looking lovingly into each other's eyes in a field in Sussex. There are a few comments that may have been staged, potentially, Fran. But meanwhile, Boris Johnson's broader connections to international right-wing figures are also under scrutiny. He has previously denied having any connection with Trump campaign manager and former White House aide Steve Bannon, who, after being exiled from Donald Trump's circle, is now touring Europe as a sort of a right-wing strategist for hire. Johnson said last year he had no association with Steve Bannon, saying it was a lefty delusion. But over the weekend, The Guardian has obtained video of Steve Bannon from an upcoming documentary filmed last year where he talks about being in close contact with Boris.
I've been talking to him all weekend about this speech.
Did you talk to him on the phone?
Went back and forth over text. It's just easier. I talked to him initially on the phone, but then it's just easier to go back and forth on text.
Now, Boris Johnson hasn't been answering questions about any of this. He has been pulling out of scheduled debates with Jeremy Hunt, but I can tell you, Fran, he has now been interviewed by the BBC, and that interview will be going to air this morning. As I speak, it has not yet been aired, but once it has, I will let you know if he clears any of these issues up.
We'll look forward to you bringing us some of that. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan